Okay, we're trying to. It's been a while, but we're going through different sugyas relating to things that we've learned in Daf Yomi. So this morning we learned about Shalosh Udas. This morning Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is the sugya about Shalosh Udas. If you look at the first Mar Makom in the packet over here, you can tell this is an old packet before I had the computer generated Makoros. The source number first source says Tana Rabbanan Kama Sudos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Shabbos. How many sudos does a person have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. So Tanakama says you eat three sudos every Shabbos. Rabbi Chidka Omer Arba. Rabbi Chidka says no, you eat four sudos every Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both darsh in the same pasuk to teach me how many sudos eat in Shabbos, because the pasuk in last week's parsha Vayomer Moshe when they had to deal with the man. So what did he say? Echlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom LaShem Hayom Lotim Tseyu B'Sadeh. The word Hayom appears three times in the pasuk, so we darshan from the word Hayom three times in the pasuk that there's something about three meals on Shabbos. So Rabbi Chidka Savar Hani Tlasa Hayom LeBar Miyorter. Rabbi Chidka says yes. Three times during the Yom you're supposed to have a meal on Shabbos. But obviously you have a meal at nighttime also. You have a meal Friday night. So between the Friday night meal plus the three in the Yom, so that's four meals on Shabbos. Rabbanan Savri Bahadi Da'urta Tanan, that the three meals of Hayom are not on Shabbos daytime, but over the course of Shabbos day, which starts Friday night. So you have one Friday night meal, two meals on Shabbos day, and that's how you get your total of three meals, not four meals. That's the Machlokas, and in today's daf, we learned in Daf Kuf Yud Chesam and Aleph, various rayas the Gemara tried to bring, that Rabbi Chidka was incorrect, that Rabbi Chidka was correct. The Gemara didn't seem to come to a clear conclusion, which is correct or not, but obviously in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, like the Tanakama, that one has to eat three meals on Shabbos. There's no chiyuv of having four meals on Shabbos. That's the chiyuv, and it's derived from the three times it says Hayom. Now it should be pointed out, I think I mentioned this morning in the Daf Yomi Shir, that this is one of the sources for the obligation to eat meals on Shabbos. The fact that it says Hayom three times, it's pretty clear in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Hei that there's an additional reason to have a meal, to have meals on Shabbos. That is, the Gemara discusses, if you have Kavod Yom or Kavod Laila, if you have the option of showing extra honor to the nighttime of Shabbos or extra honor to the daytime of Shabbos, which one should you show the extra special honor to? Meaning, let's say you have, your wife says, I'm not washing silver twice this weekend, so we could use the silver, the nice silver, just once, and otherwise we'll use flatware or whatever. We're using nice silver just once. So which meal should you use the silver for? You can use it Friday night, or you can use the, of course you could use it both and volunteer to wash it yourself, but okay, assuming that that's an impossibility. So you could use it Friday night, you could use it Shabbos day. So when should one use the silver? Or if a person has a favorite dessert, a favorite dish that's being made, and you could have that dish at one meal or the other. So which meal? Your wife made delicious challahs, but not enough to have for both meals. So which meal should you have it at? So the Gemara talks about Kavod Yom but Kavod Laila, which one wins? And the Gemara says Kavod Yom Kodem. That Kavod Yom is the more important of the two, and you should reserve whatever is most special for the daytime. Now, obviously, it should be mentioned that if by the daytime it's not going to be as good anymore, if by the daytime it's not going to be fresh, so then there's no sense in having nothing, in letting it fall apart and not be good at all. If it's only going to be good, something can only be fresh and hot out of the oven, let's say. So on Friday night, where it's still warm from baking, so then obviously you'll have it Friday night. But in general, if all else is even, Kavod Yom is better. But wait a second. Kavod Yom and Kavod Laila, Gemara is talking about when to have the more delicious food, when to have the better meal. But it talks about it as Kavod Yom. Kavod Yom has a very specific connotation to it. There are four mitzvos on Shabbos. There's a lot of Yisurim, a lot of Halachos of Shabbos. But in terms of mitzvos, there are only four mitzvos of Shabbos. There's mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. There's mitzvah of Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Those are the two mitzvos D'Araisa. And then there are two mitzvos Midivrei Kabbalah in the Navi Yeshaya. The two mitzvos Midivrei Kabbalah are Oneg Shabbos, Krasa L'Shabbos Oneg, and Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, like lighting Neiros Shabbos, is a Kiyum of Kavod and Kiyum of Oneg. These are mitzvos Midivrei Kabbalah. The Gemara uses this technical term of Kavod Shabbos, and it's in the context of describing a meal, describing what to use for a meal. And in fact, the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamed Ches tells us about two mishpachos that were in Yerushalayim. One used to be Kaveh Suda b'Shabbata, one was Kaveh Suda b'Erev Shabbos, and Shteya Nekru, both of them were uprooted. And Rashi says the one that was Kaveh the Suda on Erev Shabbos really means not Erev Shabbos, but Friday night they were Kaveh their most special meal. And he says they were Nekar because that's not Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is to be Kaveh the special meal on Shabbos day. Friday night should be the less special of the two meals because Kavod Yom is called them the Kavod Laila. So you see there's a din of Kavod Shabbos. There's a din of Oneg or Kavod, something, some Kiyum in that Pasuk in Yeshayahu in the Sudos of Shabbos. So yeah, we have a Pasuk Hayom Hayom Hayom, but there's this additional Kiyum. There's a second din. There's Tzvei Dinim in Sudos Shabbos. There's a din of Hayom 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 that it says three times a yom, so you have to have three meals on Shabbos. But you need to eat on Shabbos because that's proper covered in Oneg of Shabbos. That's why the Rambam writes in the 30th parak of Hilchas Shabbos, Rambam says, Ezehu Oneg. How does a person do Oneg that the Chum talk about? And the Rambam talks about that you have to be Misakin Tavshil, you have to make sure that you have good food, Tavshil Shamin Biyoser, the fattest type of delicious food for the fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. So why am I making a big deal about this? That one is mekayim two separate mitzvos. When you have a meal on Shabbos, you both mekayim the mitzvah of Hayom Hayom Hayom, and you mekayim the din of Oneg Shabbos, is because there could be a significant nafkamina. Let's say a person. Let's take this case. Let's Yontif. On Yontif, how many meals does a person have to have on Yontif? So Hayom 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 is something that's said specifically by the mun in relation to the mun. Kavod and Oneg is something that applies to Yom Tov the same way it applies to Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif that just like there's a mitzvah to be mechabed Shabbos ula anga, just like we have to be mechabed and ma'aneg Shabbos, so to Yom Tovim we have to be mechabed and ma'aneg Yom Tovim as well. So whatever we have to do mishum Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, we need to do on Yontif also. What about Hayom Hayom Hayom? What about something that relates to the mun? So the truth is we should have a very simple test case. What relates to the mun? Suda Shabbos relate to the mun, but we have other halachas that also relate to the mun. What else relates to the mun? We have Lechem Mishnah relates to the mun, right? Covering the challah relates to the mun, even though there are three different shittos and rishonim as to why we cover the challah, but one of them at least is that it's a zecher to the man. So do we do all those other things on Yantiv? That would be a good test to realize, to figure out, do we need to have, because here's the thing, kavod and oneg demands that you do what's enjoyable, what's normally enjoyable to a person, which is two meals a day. That was always the assumption of Chazal. The three meals a day, I think, is an American invention. I don't think that this was around before. That's why Americans are all overweight. It used to be two meals a day was always the standard. So two meals a day is what's enjoyable to a person normally. Hayom Hayom, we do three meals on Shabbos because of Hayom Hayom Hayom, not because of Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is two meals a day. That third meal is not a kiyum of Oneg. That third meal is only a kiyum of Hayom Hayom Hayom. So now, when it comes to Yontif, is there any connection to the mun that would demand a third meal? Or would you say you only go with two meals? So it's interesting. Again, these Mar Makomos aren't updated for everything I want to say tonight. There is a Tosos, Maseches Beitza on Daf Beis. Tosos raises the question. He says, Tema, dekan mashma shahaman lo hayyorid biyomtov. He says, it's mashma in the Gemara and Beitza that the mun didn't come down on Yontif. Just like it didn't come down on Shabbos, it didn't come down on Yontif. However, he says, it says vayivarech vayikadish birchu b'man v'kitchu b'man shebeshabbos lo hayyorid man avl b'yomtov hayyorid. But on the other hand, the implication of the Gemara is that the man was yored on Yontif. So there's this stira in sources as to whether the man was or was not yored on Yontif. So it says Tosos chalukim midrashim. The midrashim disagree with each other whether the man was yored on Yontif. So if you hold the man did not come down on Yontif, then it's mistaver that the drash of ichlu hayom, if you hold that the man didn't come down on Yontif, applies to Yontif also. The hayom hayom hayom, the same way it applies to Shabbos when the man didn't come down, would apply to Yontif when the man didn't come down. And Mela, you would have to eat three meals on Yantif, not just on Shabbos. Imagine a three-day Yantif like that, where three meals each and every day of the three-day Yantif, not so easy. It's not so easy as it is. But if you hold that the man, in fact, did come down on Yantif, so then the drasha for Yom HaYom HaYom has nothing to do with Yantif, it's only a Shabbos drasha, and there would be no need to have three meals on Yantif. The Rambam writes in the 30th parak of Hilcha Shabbos, Chayev Adam Lechel Shalosh Tu'udos B'Shabbos, Achas Arvus, Achas Shachris, Achas B'Mincha, V'Tzarech Lekva Kalsud Mishlash Nal Yayin, L'Tzav Shtei Kikaros, you need to have wine, you need to have Lecha Mishnah, V'Chein B'Yamim Tovim. And Yantif also, you need to have Shalosh Shudas. So the Rambam seems to be assuming that on Yantif the man didn't come down, and therefore everything we do Zecher to the man on Shabbos, you do on Yantif also, including Hayom Hayom Hayom, including the idea of having three Su'udos. However, in Shulchan Aruch, in Tavkuv Chavtes, in Hilchus Yantif, Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayiv Lifsoal Shtei Kikaros, you have to have Lecha Mishnah, Lekva Kol Sud Aliyayin, you have to have a lot of wine in Yantif, but there's more reason to have wine in Yantif than there is on Shabbos even. On Yantif, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, Ein Simcha Aliyayin, there's no mitzvah of Simchas Shabbos, Pashtos, that's a discussion in the Achronim. But Pashtos, there's no mitzvah of Simchas Shabbos, there's only a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, different. Yantif has that additional level of Simcha. So on Yantif, you need to have Lecha Mishnah, definitely need to have wine, need to have special begadim for Yantif. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'lo nahagu lasos bo suda shlishis. Our minig is we don't do a third meal on Yantif. We don't do suda shlishis on Yantif. Now, wait a second. We don't do suda shlishis on Yantif. You see that even though there's a mitzvah of oneg on Yantif, and that's why you have to eat two meals, but hayom, the drush of hayom, 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 according to the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't apply to Yantif. And that's why you don't have to do suda shlishis. But the Shulchan Aruch is a big tzarachin, it's a big kasha, because Lecha Mishnah and Suda Shlishis are both learned from the man. The requirement of Lecha Mishnah is obviously from the man. So why is it that's also what we learned in this morning's Daf Yomi at the very end of Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, that Lecha Mishnah is also derived from the man. So if that's the case, why is it by Lecha Mishnah you're chayiv to be Botzeil, Shtei Kikaros B'Yantov, you have to have a Lecha Mishnah on Yantiv? But Suda Shlishis, which is also learned from the man, you don't have to have a Yantif. So what's going on with the Shulchan Aruch? So I saw Rav Yonatan Sacks in the Sefer Chemdas Yamim is Miyashev as, points out that the Achronim are Miyashev as follows. There's Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchas Chamitzu Matzah Periches. Rabbeinu Manoach says as follows. The Kashalach, my time agabe lecha mishnah marbinon yam tovim, velo marbinon luhu le'inyin gimel sudos. He asked this Kasha, why is it that Yantif, we have lecha mishnah, but we don't have three sudos? Tamadavar, lefisha alecha mishnah ne'emar, hu asher dibar Hashem shabbason shabbos kodesh. Shabbason l'rabos yamim tovim, k'darmin b'yalma. Shabbason kol makam shnerim bo shabbason shvos. Etc. So you see that the Rabbeinu Manoach claims that it's a special ribui in the pasuk to tell me dafka in the context of Lecha Mishnah that this applies to Yantif as well. But when it comes to Shalosh Shudas, it's already a separate inyan in the pasuk, so that riboy doesn't go on Shalosh Shudas. Meaning, the answer is nothing fancy. The answer is simply that the pasuk somehow there's a way to darshan the pasukim that some of the parshas Haman applies to Yom Tovim and some of it doesn't. So the part that we learn Lecha Mishnah from that does apply to Yantif, the other does not apply to Yantif. Now. But these two dinim, these two chiyuvim, the idea that there's a din of oneg and the idea that there's a din of hayom 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 should frame for us a proper understanding of the halachos of these su'udos. I mean, let's say you have the following situation. Let's say a person doesn't eat on Friday night. Rabbi Razner, my chavrusa, told me he had a friend came back from the army once in Eretz Yisrael, got back home on Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, so let me take a quick nap before Shabbos, because he was so exhausted, they put him through such physical exhaustion, so he went to take a quick nap, and he woke up Shabbos morning. He slept right through the whole Friday night, missed everything. So he missed his Friday night meal. So how many meals does he eat on Shabbos? So if you're talking mitin oneg, so you miss your Friday night meal, there's no making up the oneg. Meaning, it's not like you could, people sometimes get this wrong. When you fast, let's say, you don't then have three meals after the fast. You have a meal after the fast. You can't make up all the time that you missed. Oneg, proper oneg, is to have a meal, to have one meal. So he missed his meal the night before. You're not going to make up that meal if mitin oneg. But if it's midin hayom hayom hayom, there's a special din that there needs to be three meals on Shabbos. So three meals have to get done sometime within the time frame of Shabbos. So then he would have to make it up. So you have these just to frame the chiyuv. We have this idea of a double chiyuv when it comes to su'udos of Shabbos. Now we have this drasha in the Gemara that hayom 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 tells me he's supposed to have three meals on Shabbos. So whenever the Gemara quotes a pasuk, especially a pasuk from Chumash, you always think, okay, we must be dealing with the din d'oraisa over here. The only thing is, this isn't a typical drasha. This isn't a kal v'chomer. It's not a gzeir shav. It's not a memetzinu. It's not a, right. It's not none of the normal midos ha'Torah in the drashas ben. Nor is it explicit in the pasuk in any manner, in any way, shape, or form that you have to eat three meals. It's just counting the words hayom. So is that a din d'oraisa that a person needs to eat three meals on Shabbos? So this is a three way machlokas. The Prima Gadim writes that the chiyuv of shalosh shudos is purely midrabanan. Pasuk is an asmachta bialma. It's simply an asmachta. It's definitely not a chiyuv d'oraisa. In Hilchos Erev Shabbos, the Or Zeruah writes that in different contexts, but he writes at the end of the day, he writes that Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa. That all the Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa, yom yom yom, it's a real drasha. So you have two shitos, d'rabbanan d'oraisa. So you would think that's it. How can you have a third shita? It's either d'rabbanan or it's d'oraisa. Either it's a real drasha or it's not a real drasha. Third possibility is Sefer Yireim. Sefer Yireim writes that the mitzvah of eating Suda Shabbos is halacha l'moshe misinai. So halacha l'moshe misinai is a din d'oraisa, but it has nothing to do with the pasuk. So the pasuk is an asmachta, but it's still a din d'oraisa, that a person has to have three meals on Shabbos. Now, who cares if it's a daraisa or a darabanan? Either way, we observe it, right? We have to keep the din of darabanan also. So the main afkamina, whether it's a daraisa or darabanan. By the way, the Taz thinks lechem mishnah's daraisa also. The Taz thinks that it's all a din daraisa. That's why when the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say a person can't afford, we discussed this also, a person can't afford to buy ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos. You can only buy one ner. So what does the Gemara say? Which one is Adif, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos? So the Gemara says that Ner Shabbos is Adif, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Better to buy Ner Shabbos, because Ner Shabbos has that additional element of Shalom Bayis, that it keeps your house lit up so that people can know where to go, know what to do. What if you have, Shulchan Aruch discusses, you have a Ner for Shabbos, and you don't have a Ner for Chanukah, he said, "Yesh lo l'shal Shabbos, vein lo l'ner Chanukah uliyayin l'kiddush hayom." You have to figure out: should you buy wine for kiddush hayom, or should you buy ner Chanukah? Yikne l'ner Chanukah mishum persumi nisa. You should buy ner Chanukah because ner Chanukah is persumi nisa, beats out yayin l'kiddush. Says the Taz, but if it's a choice between pas for lecha mishnah, bread for lecha mishnah, or yayin for kiddush, you buy bread for lecha mishnah. Why? Because lecha mishnah is daraisa, and wine is not daraisa for kiddush. Kiddush is daraisa, but not al yayin. Kiddush mi daraisa is to just say kiddush bidvarim. You just say that Shabbos is holy. You say something special about Shabbos. You yotze kiddush daraisa in tefillah. We're ready yotze kiddush daraisa probably. So you don't have to. So the bread would buying challahs would beat out buying wine because it's a daraisa. So okay. So if you hold that it's a daraisa, if you have this machlokas, is having sudos and Shabbos din daraisa din drabanan halacha l'moshe misinai l'may nafkamina whether it's din daraisa or din drabanan. So nafkamina might be whether women are chayavos. Are women chayiv in having three meals on Shabbos? So there's a fascinating ran and daf mem dalad amar al kedapei arith masechta Shabbos. We might as well take a look inside. I think I have this one in the Mar Makomos. The ran writes, if you look in, I think I have it. Hope I have it. Maybe not. Okay. Anyone see it? Right, I'll tell you what it says. I thought I had that. Okay, the Ran writes as follows. Why is it that women, the Ran assumes that women are chayiv in, having three meals on Shabbos. Why are they chayiv in having three meals on Shabbos? So the Ran quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, afin hayu bosanes, that just since three meals on Shabbos is based on the man, and the women also benefited from the man, so afin hayu bosanes, so they, whatever relates to the man, lecha mishna, covering the chalas, three meals, women are chayiv in everything that relates to the man. Good, that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Ran, no, that's not correct. The reason that women are chayiv in three meals on Shabbos is called sheyeshna b'shamar yeshna b'zachar. That we have a concept that why is it that women are chayiv in kiddush on Shabbos? After all, kiddush on Shabbos is mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Comes once a week, and it's mitzvah saseh, so women should be potter from kiddush on Shabbos. So there is a Gemara that appears in two places, in Brachos Tav Chaf and in Shavuos Tav Chaf, where the Gemara says that since in one set of Dibros it says Zachar Siyam HaShabbos, and the other one says Shomer Siyam HaShabbos, so we learn that the two are connected. Shmir HaShabbos means the don'ts of Shabbos, the Yisra Malacha on Shabbos. Zachir HaShabbos means to make kiddush. So we darshan call Sheyeshno B'Shomer, anyone who's chayiv in Shmir HaShabbos, anyone who's not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, yes. Zachar is obligated to make kiddush on Shabbos. Good, so that's how we know women are chayiv in kiddush on Shabbos. Says the Ran, that's not just to teach me that women are chayiv in kiddush on Shabbos. It's there to teach me that anyone who's chayiv in the los ases of Shabbos is chayiv in zachar, means not just kiddush, it means is chayiv in every asay of Shabbos. That essentially Shabbos is a package deal. Why would it be only kiddush? That if you're chayiv in the malachas of Shabbos, you can't do malacha, that you're only chayiv in kiddush? No, it means that Shabbos is a package deal. You can't have half Shabbos. You can't have only the malachas of Shabbos and not the zechira Shabbos. The two go hand in hand. So if you're chayiv in the los ases of Shabbos, you're chayiv in all of the ases of Shabbos. All of the ases, including having three meals on Shabbos. Why would you assume that it means Shabbos is a package deal? Probably because Sheyeshno B'Shomer Yeshno B'Zachar is teaching us that while it is two separate mitzvos of Shmir Shabbos, of not doing malacha, and Zechir Shabbos, making kiddush, the overall experience of Shabbos requires both. Meaning Zechir Shabbos is the positive experience of Shabbos. That positive experience can only be had against the backdrop of not doing malacha over Shabbos. If a person is doing malacha and he's otherwise treating it like a weekday, he's not going to have a proper experience of Zechir Shabbos. So it's all one Shabbos experience that goes together. That's called Sheyeshno B'Shomer, Yeshno B'Zachar. So the Ran understands that if it's all one major Shabbos experience, that includes all the mitzvot d'orais of Shabbos, including Seudos of Shabbos. Now, there is a fascinating comment where Shlomo Kluger has in one of his tshuvas, where Shlomo Kluger writes, so if the Ran holds that the reason women are chayiv in three meals on Shabbos is, I did have the Ran there. It was on source number 6. Okay. It was smaller than I remembered it. Yeah. But okay. But if the Shlomo Kluger writes in the tshuva that if the Ran holds that the reason that women are chayiv in Seudos Shabbos is because Kol Sheyeshno B'Shomer Yeshno B'Zachar, and Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's because of Afein Hayu Bosanes, so it must be that Rabbeinu Tam thinks Kol Sheyeshno B'Shomer Yeshno B'Zachar is not a good reason, and that the Ran thinks Afein Hayu Bosanes is not a good reason. So Shlomo Kluger says, you may be wondering why most women are not makpid to have Shalosh Shudis. All the Rishonim agree that they're chayiv in Shalosh Shudis, so why would most women be knowing not to have it? So he says, because the Ran rejects Rabbeinu Tam's reason, and the Rabbeinu Tam rejects the Ran's reason, so it must be that both reasons are rejectable. That both, there's a reason to argue that both are incorrect. And that's what women are samechan, that they reject both reasons. So I think it's Rav Avadia Yosef, in one of his tshuvas, points out, you don't need Rav Avadia Yosef to say this, but that's ridiculous. I mean, that's you never do that. You don't have a machlokas rishonim. Every rishon accepts that there is a chiyuv. And they just argue what the exact details of the chiyuv are. So to say that therefore I can just poo-poo the whole chiyuv and say, so there's no chiyuv because each one rejects the other one's reason, that's not normal halachic analysis. We don't normally do that. Obviously, Shlomo Kluger realizes that. He's trying to be matzdik in some way the minig Yisrael. But the better way to do it is to be makmid about it, is to actually have shalosh shudas. Men are chayiv in shalosh shudas, women are chayiv in shalosh shudas. We should all be makmid about having shalosh shudas properly. I pointed out this morning in the Daf Yomi Shir that sometimes people say, I just can't bring myself to eat. You know, in a short winter Shabbos, you finish lunch and you're stuffed and you just can't bring yourself to eat more food when it comes time for shalosh shudas. So first of all, people show an impressive ability to eat large amounts of food on other occasions. So I would think that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could take one for the team. And the other ha'ara is, why can't we bring ourselves to eat? Because people overeat at lunch. You don't have to overeat. You can enjoy a Shabbos meal. You could have one piece of kugel instead of five pieces of kugel. You could have one piece of challah instead of five pieces of challah. You could enjoy a Shabbos meal, enjoy all the different tastes by taking a little piece of everything. But chachamein of barosha, you have to realize that there's going to be a shalosh shudas coming up, and that's a chiyuv, and that you have to have a shalosh shudas. So to put yourself in a position where you know you're not going to be able to have it's going to be an achil gasa, you're not going to be able to have a shalosh shudas. So that's inexcusable. You know that shalosh shudas is going to be coming up, so a person should exercise a certain amount of self-control at the first meal on Shabbos day, so that he'll be able to have a proper shalosh shudas. Now, we mentioned afein hoyibos hanes, that the Rabbeinu Tam holds the reason women are chayavos is because of afein hoyibos hanes. The reason I'm mentioning it in this context is because we just discussed, is the chiyuv of shalosh shudas a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Now, if it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, the ability to use afein hoyibos hanes is highly questionable. Where do we have afein hoyibos hanes in Shas? It comes up in three places, to only three halachas in all of Shas, where we say afein hoyibos hanes. We have it by Ner Chanukah, right? We have it by Purim, by Megillah, afein hoyibos hanes, and we have it by Dalet Kosos. Those are the only three places in all of Shas where afein hoyibos hanes is mechayev a woman in a mitzvah, because she was also included in the nes that mitzvah is commemorating. What do all those mitzvahs have in common? All those mitzvahs have something, have two things in common. First thing they have in common is that all of those are only mitzvahs midrabanan. Right? Afein hoyibos hanes is applied in Shas only to mitzvahs rabanan, not to mitzvahs daraisa. The other thing they have in common is that they're all mitzvos that are shaykh persume nisa, where you have an inyan of persume nisa. You don't have afein hoyibos hanes apply to any mitzvah whose central theme isn't a nes. Afein hoyibos hanes is always about when we're trying to be mefarsim in nes, we say afein hoyibos hanes. Is there a din of persume nisa in Sudas Shabbos? Is there an inyan of being mefarsim our Sudas Shabbos? Talking about it, of it, not really. The din of Suda Shabbos is to have the Suda Shabbos. Yes, it's a zecher leman, but zecher lenes is a little bit different than presume nisa. Sometimes we do things as a zecher to a, like a zecher litzias mitzrayim. You know, where every mitzvah has some sort of a tefillin and kriya shema, all these things, right? And yet there's no inyan of presume nisa. So the question then becomes, okay, it's an observation. The only three places in Shas where you have afein hoyibos hanes, it's mitzvos rabbanon and it's about persume nisa. But maybe that's just a coincidence. Maybe that just happens to be that those are the three places where Chazal used afein hoyibos hanes. But maybe that's not a rule that you're only allowed to use afein hoyibos hanes in those kinds of mitzvos. Maybe afein hoyibos hanes could theoretically be used in any kind of mitzvah. So the nafkamina would be, can I use afein hoyibos hanes on shalosh shudas? If y'all shalosh shudas is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so can you say afein hoyibos hanes is mechayev women in shalosh shudas midoraisa? Is it a coincidence that it's all the case of afein hoyibos hanes only to rabbanan, and therefore why not apply it to daraisa also? Or is it not a coincidence? Is there some sort of rule that afein hoyibos hanes can only be used on a rabbanan? This is a three-way machlokas rishonim. How do you have, again, a three-way machlokas rishonim and a yes or no answer? Can it be applied to a mitzvah daraisa? Can it not be applied to a mitzvah daraisa? So the discussion runs as follows. There is a Tosos in Maseches Pesachim, where Tosos in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim says that the Gemara, Tosos writes like this, V'hadar min de peturos misuka, afal gav dafin hayibos hanes. Tosos says, wait a second, why are women part from sukkah? Sukkah is a zecher to the Anani Akavo, the Sukkos Mamish, Machlokas Tanoim, and Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, what exactly Sukkah commemorates. But Sukkah definitely commemorates something that went on during the process of traveling through the Midbar, and women were there. So why are women putter from sukkah? So he says, Hasam ba aseda oraisa. Because sukkah is an aseda oraisa. But Arba Kosos is the Rabbanon, they were misakin for Nashim because of Afin Haibos Anes. What do you see? What's Tosas telling us? That by mitzvah star raisa, you can't say Afin Haibos Anes. That's why we don't say it by sukkah. That's why women are putter from sukkah. Because we can't say Afin Haibos Anes by mitzvah star raisa. That's Shita Satosos. If that's the case, then Rabbeinu Tam, Tosos is in Pesachim, is directly against Rabbeinu Tam. Over here we have Rabbeinu Tam saying, apply Afin Haibos Anes to Shalashudis. So either Tosos is against Rabbeinu Tam, or Rabbeinu Tam is assuming that Shalashudis is Drabana, that it's not Daraisa. So that's one approach. Can't apply to a mitzvah Daraisa. Second approach, Tosos in Megillah, Daf Dalid, discusses the following. He says, how do I know women are chayiv in eating matzah? Matzah is also mitzvah shazman grama. No? Matzah comes once a year, right? Very clearly time-bound, the night of the Seder. Mitzvah saseh, it's a positive mitzvah to eat matzah. So why are women chayiv in eating matzah? And a woman is chayiv in eating matzah. There's another thing women sometimes aren't so makbid about. They eat matzah, they'll make a brach and they'll eat matzah like this, you know, just take a nibble of the matzah. Women are chayiv in eating the same shiurim of kazayis that a man is chayiv in. Absolutely the same chiv. A man is probably not chayiv to eat as much as some men eat of matzah also. The sheer kazayis isn't necessarily, a kazayis is, you know, the size of an olive. It doesn't necessarily, you don't have to keep every single chumrah in the sheer kazayis and have to call out tzela because you're choking. But a woman also, and I always say every year in Pesach, I always remind people that when you try to be machmir about your shiurim, all the women at the table look at you and say, I'm not doing that. And what do they end up doing? They end up taking a little bite. And they end up not even trying to eat a kazayis. And that's very bad because they have a chiv to eat a kazayis. So we have to be very clear that there is a reasonable amount that is a kazayis that everyone should eat, a reasonable amount of matzah. Rav Shechter has an extremely small shear of a kazayis. We asked him in shear once how big a kazayis is. And he said, oh, like this big. Of Han Shmura Matzah. So I said, 2 by 3 inches? Like something like that? He said, yeah, it's roughly a kazayis. He said that his father-in-law was a Rebbe in Torah V'das for many years. His father-in-law actually wrote Rav Shimon Shkap Shari Yosher. Rav Shimon was not such a good writer. He was a brilliant Talmud Chacham, but he wasn't a very good writer. So he had Rav Shechter's father-in-law stay at his house for a couple of years, and his job was to write the Shari Yosher. And he wrote it in a very flowery and eloquent language, so flowery that it's impossible. It's very, very hard to understand it. And his father-in-law wrote the Hakdama to the Shari Yosher. It's a well-known Hakdama, but it wasn't written by Rav Shimon. So he said when he was in Rav Shimon's house, he said his father-in-law used to tell him that when he was by Rav Shimon for the Seder, Rav Shimon would take a matzah and break it up and hand out a kazayis to each person from the one matzah. So he said Rav Shimon wasn't a Hasidish Rebbe, he wasn't a Bal Maifis, where he was able to make more kazayisim out of one matzah. The shear of a kazayis isn't as big as everyone thinks it is. But I'm getting off track. Why are women chayiv in achilas matzah? Women are chayiv in achilas matzah because the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim tells us explicitly, kol sheyeshno bebal tochel chametz, yeshno bekom echel matzah. That there's a link between the Isra of Chametz and the Mitzvah of Matzah. They're not just two independent mitzvahs, one lo saseh, one aseh. They're very much connected to each other. Anyone who has an Isra of Chametz has a chiv to eat matzah. Women are definitely included in the Isra of Chametz. It's a lo saseh, so mele they're included in the chiv of matzah. Asks Tosfos, why do I need that drasha to tell me that anyone who's potter from Chametz is chayiv in matzah? Women should be chayiv in matzah anyway. Why should they be chayiv in matzah anyway? Afin ha'ibol sa'anes. Why not say afin ha'ibol sa'anes? And women are chayiv in matzah mitam afin ha'ibol sa'anes. So says Tosfos, no, that alone would not have been enough. Why not? So you expect Tosfos to say, because you can't say afin ha'ibol sa'anes on matzah, because matzah is Toraisa. That's what he said in Pesachim. So that's what you expect him to say in Megillah. Says Tosfos, no, because if you would apply afin ha'ibol sa'anes to matzah, it would only be mechayev women midrabanan. What he's saying is that afin oyibos anes can be applied to a mitzvah daraisa, but it would only generate a chiyuv derabanan, which would mean that if we learned the women's chiyuv in matzah from afin oyibos anes, men would be chayev midaraisa in matzah because of the pasuk, and women would be chayev, but only midrabanan. So the Gemara says, no, women aren't only chayv drabban, and they're chayv daraisa matzah because kol sheyeshem batul chachamis yeshem b'kol machal matzah. That's why we need that drasha. We can't rely on afi nari bosanes, because relying on afi nari bosanes would have made women chayv, but only midrabban. So in order to be mechayev women d'oraisa, we need this additional drasha. What do you see from Tosfos? You can apply afi nari bosanes to mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's only a mechayev midrabanan. So if you hold like Tosfos and Megillah, it would turn out that, and you hold like Rabbeinu Tam over here, that women are chayev in shalashudis because of afi nari bosanes, it would turn out that yes, men are chayev in shalashudis midaraisa, but women are chayev in shalashudis only midrabanan, based on that approach of Tosfos. Then Tosfos and Megillah, again, dealing with that same question of why we need a special drasha to tell me that women are chayiv in matzah, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim says, no, you know why we need a drasha to tell you? You know why we can't rely on Afi and Hayyubos Anes to tell you that women are chayiv in matzah? Because, yeah, Afi and Hayyubos Anes would have taught me that women are chayiv midarais in matzah, but then there's a competing drasha. There's a drasha that comes up all over Masech HaSukkah, Gzer Shava Tesvav, that we always link the chiyuv of eating in Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot with the chiyuv of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. Gzer Shava Tesvav, the mitzvahs of the 15th day of Nisan and the mitzvah of the 15th day of Tishrei are linked to each other. So I would have thought that just like women are pater from Sukkah, Memela, they're also pater from matzah. So because I would have had, I would have sat down and tried to figure out, are women chayiv in matzah or not? So I would have said, ah, afei no yibosaneis, absolutely, they're chayiv midaraisa in matzah. No, but on the other hand, I have gzer shavah tesvav tesvav. So just like they're pater from sukkah, they should be pater in matzah. So now, what do you do? You have shnei ksuvim machishim zezeh. You have two drushas that contradict each other. What do you do when you have shnei ksuvim machishim zezeh? You need another drasha. So what's your other drasha? That anyone who's not allowed to eat chametz has a chiv to eat matzah. And that's why I need that drasha. But otherwise, had it not been for the gzera shavah tesvav tesvav, I would not have needed this drasha. Afi nari bosanes would have been fine, and that would have been good enough to be mechayev women in matzah. Meaning that according to Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, Afi Noibos Anes can apply to a mitzvah daraisa, and not only can it apply to a mitzvah daraisa, it can even be a mechayiv midaraisa. That it would have worked on matzah, it would have worked, had it not been for Gzeresh of Tezvav, to be mechayiv women in matzah midaraisa, it would have worked. So it turned out, according to Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, if you accept Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that women are chayiv in shalashudis because of Afi Noibos Anes, so women are chayiv in shalashudis midaraisa, right? And it's not only Yechiv Midrava. So you have three, based on the three approaches of Tosfos, Masechus Pesachim would say, Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. It can't be. Afi nari bosanes can't apply to a din d'oraisa like Sudas of Shabbos, or Sudas of Shabbos not d'oraisa. Tosfos and Megillah would say, it can apply to Sudas Shabbos even if they're d'oraisa, but it's only going to be Mechayiv women Midrabanan. Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, quoted in Tosfos Megillah, would say, Afi nari bosanes could apply to Suda Shabbos, even if it's Daraisa, and it could even be Mechayev Midaraisa. Good, that is the ramifications of this machlokas, whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan, is which of these approaches is one going to accept? Is it Daraisa or is it Drabanan? Would may have an impact on whether we accept the idea of Afi Nari Bosa Anes or whether we accept the idea of Kol Sheyeshlo B'Shomer Yeshlo B'Zachar. You see why the Ran doesn't want to accept Rabbeinu Tam, because of Afi Nari Bosa Anes, if you think it only applies to Drabanans, so then certainly you won't be able to apply it to anything that's Daraisa. There may be, like Suda Shabbos, there may be another reason, like we mentioned before, why the Ran doesn't want to accept the Rabbeinu Tam. Even if you hold Suda Shabbos is Drabanan, but it's not Persumenisa. Afin Hoibos Anes may only be a Mechayev in Persumenisa. And why would that be logical? Why would Afin Hoibos Anes only work for Persumenisa related mitzvahs and not for other mitzvahs? So Pursumi Nisa mitzvahs are not just about getting a kiyuma mitzvah, they're about creating a mood, they're about creating a tumult, creating that everyone should see that there's a statement being made. That statement is made much more effectively if everybody is involved. Right? If you want everyone to feel a sense that the nace is in the air, that's done much more effectively when everybody in the family is involved, when the women are involved as well. So it could be that it's not a coincidence, really only applied to Persuminisa related mitzvahs. And that's why it's in all three places in Shas, only by Persuminisa. So even if your old Suda Shabbos is only Dindarabanan, but maybe you still can't say Afein HaYibol Sa'anes by Suda Shabbos because it's not Persuminisa related. Now, why would Rabbeinu Tam reject the Ran's reason? The Ran says Kol Sheyeshlo B'Shamar Yeshlo Mezachus. Sounds like a wonderful reason to say that women are chayiv in Shalosh Shudis. What's wrong with that reason? That anyone is chayiv in the Losa says of Shabbos is chayiv in the Yaseis of Shabbos. So as we pointed out before, Zachar doesn't really mean the Yaseis of Shabbos. The word Zachar means Zachar Yom Shabbos Akadsho, which is the mitzvah of making Kiddush. With the mitzvah of having three meals on Shabbos is not learned from Zachar. It's learned from Hayom Hayom Hayom. It's learned from Onik Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Zachar. What's Zachar Shabbos? It's Kiddush, and according to the Rambam, Havdalah also. That when you say words of being Mekadesh the Shabbos, that's what it's really all about. Now there is a. There's a lot more to discuss about Shalosh Shuvos. We only have 2 minutes left, so maybe we'll skip around a little bit. Maybe we'll do a second share next week on Shalosh Shuvos. There's so much to talk about. There's a discussion whether you need Lecha Mishnah at Shalosh Shuvos. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Sadi Aleph, Sif Dalid, Shulchan Aruch goes through the whole list of preferences of what you should have at Shalosh Shuvos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that you don't need to make Kiddush. Avul Tzorich Levtzoa Al Shtei Kikaros. But you do need to have 2 loaves of bread to have a lecha mishnah. But then in the very next if he writes tzarich lasos bepas, you need to have bread. V'yesham shi'achal lasos bekol ma'achala also yimechem mechameshes minei dagan. And yeshamrim that you could have anything as chameshes minei dagan. You could have mizonos foods also. V'yeshamrim shi'achal lasos bedvarim shemalafkom lehem napas. And some say you could even have other things that you normally have with bread, even if it's not mizonos. Kibasa v'dagam, like meat, fish, avaloba peros, but fruits are not enough. V'yeshomrim, then others say, yeah, tafil beperos yachal asosa. You can have fruits also for Shalosh Shuvos. Usvar rishona ikr shetzarech lasosa bepas. He says, certainly the ideal thing to do is to have bread at Shalosh Shuvos, but there are all these different shitos. Now, one shita that he doesn't quote over here is a shita quoted in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach quotes the idea that maybe having divrei Torah is enough for Shalosh Shuvos. That because the Magen Avraham tries to deal with the issue of how to have Shalosh Shuvos and Erev Pesach Shkalias B'Shabbos. So he says maybe Divrei Torah would be good enough. So Pashas, the reason Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that daya is because it's not seriously that Divrei Torah are a kiyum of Shalosh Shuvos. What he means to say is that on Erev Pesach Shkalias B'Shabbos it may just be impossible to have Shalosh Shuvos, so maybe there's no chiyuv on Erev Pesach Shkalias B'Shabbos. But there's no way that Divrei Torah are an actual kiyum of Suda Shlishis. Okay, we just scratched the tip of the iceberg, scratched the surface tonight.